In our Bible to the book of John, chapter 14. All right, let's go ahead and begin reading about verse 23 tonight, and we're going to try to finish this up and go to 15 if it be the Lord's will. John chapter 14, 23. We're still on that premise, and I just love this premise. And this premise is based on authority, what makes it true. That is, if you should ask anything in my name, and that word name means so much, that by his authority, that I will do it for you. And then verse 23, Jesus answered and said to him, if a man love me, he will keep my commandments, my words. And my Father will love him, and he will come unto him and make our abode with him. It makes three strong statements there. Number one, when you love God and keep his commandments, not only will he love you, but he will come unto you, right? 1 Corinthians 6:19. How do he come through us? Through the word, amen. Our body being a temple of the Holy Spirit, that he comes through us when we love him and keep his commandments and make our abode with him. That is, that Romans 8:16-17, we become heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Why? That we may be called children of God. And you know, you look at that point right there in verse number 23, it really proves the authority, the truthfulness of the word of 2 Timothy 3:16, that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, a relationship to why the church is the church. That is, that you can't be out of the church and still expect to be blessed by God. Or you can't be out of the church and not do his will and say you love him. But if you love him, you will keep his word. But the main thing is that when you love him and keep his word, see, he come unto us and he abode with us. See, he come through us through study, through knowledge, amen, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. You know, I'm thinking about a concept which is a true concept. You know what the biggest problem, and go with me to the book of Galatians right quick. And I want to share a scripture with you here. In relationship, why we don't receive the blessings or the benefits that we have in relationship to really understanding what is the will of the Lord, that when you go to Galatians chapter 5 and verse 7, where he talks about you did run well, but what hinder you, those hindrances in our life. See, I call it clutter. And what that mean, clutter, most things in our life that don't matter, we should not even be concerned about, amen. It don't even matter. But most of the things that cause us not to do God's will are minute things, things of the world, things that don't even matter. Because some things in life you can't even change. So why even dwell on it? See, why dwell on some things in life? The only thing we should be dwelling on is what we can use. And I know based upon the authority of the word of God that when you love God and keep his commandment, he will bow with you. And when you have that mind of Christ, that we will continue to be transforming, are renewing our mind so that we can have the mind of Christ? Are you beginning at 2 Corinthians 13:5, begin to examine yourself and begin to get rid of that clutter? See, you can't get rid of clutter, number one, you identify clutter, to know what clutter is and pluck it out of your life. So to see the word of God can work in your life. See, and that's a lot of things a lot of people can't do. Because they can't distinguish between that was right or that was wrong or that which they love. Literally, it's what we love, a thing that we like. It don't have anything to do with truth. Or you may have been doing it for a long time, maybe based on tradition. See, the way you've been taught. Well, just because you've been taught that way, that don't make it right. I read Romans 12:2, be not conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's something we do every day. We transform or renew our mind by the word of God, because we love God and keep his word, and you want the word to abode in us so that we can get that clutter or that negativity out of our life so the word of God can work in our life. So I just call it clutter, you know, and that's what I sometimes work in my life, to get rid of negativity, to get rid of clutter. See, so that clutter won't be that hindrance to stop me from doing what the Lord's will, as of Galatians 5:7, you did run well, but who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Or what that hindrance in your life? Because you know for every action, there's a reaction. That's the law of Galatians chapter 6. Go to the next chapter right quick. Galatians chapter 6. He talks about that and beginning in verse number 2. He said, bear ye one another's burden, so fulfill the law of Christ. For a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceive himself. But let every man prove his own work. Underline that word prove. See, you do it by that name, about the authority, amen, that is by God's word, prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. But look at verse 5. He said, but every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth all good things. And verse 7 says, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, so shall he reap. That is, for every action, there's a reaction, whether it's right or wrong. Then it goes on, it talks about the two ways. For he that soweth to his flesh, and you need to underline that, that's that clutter. See, clutter equals clutter. See, clutter equals clutter. It gets bigger, bigger, thicker, and thicker. If you don't do what you need to do to get rid of those things in your life, the word of God can work in your life. Because guess what, brother? The devil don't want you to be happy. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about, see, you could be temporarily happy. You can have a happiness, could be a false happiness, a happiness that's not a true happiness. But I'm talking about a happiness that you're going to rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Or like in James 1:12, blessed the man who endured temptation, that when he is proven, he shall receive the promises that are which in Christ Jesus. See, those promises that we have is the authority of the word of God, amen. That's going to give you happiness in spite of good times, not bad times. See, that's what we want. See, temporary happiness is that you can have a fun day today, but tomorrow, 1 hour, it can get back to your old self. See, get back in that same old mode. See. And that's the thing that we need to understand. Action, reaction. Well, action is truth, amen. See, if you love me, you will keep my words. Amen. And then when you keep his word because you love him, he said, I will be with you and I will abode with you. How do he abode with us? That's what the perfect law of liberty is. Amen. See, this is what transformed you. This is what Jesus is trying to get us to see. But you got to remove that clutter in your life. And we all got clutter. We all get caught up in things. See, we all get caught up in the world. So we in the world, amen? See, we get caught up in situations. We get caught up in things that sometimes don't even matter. We waste a lot of time on things that literally, if we look at it, you say, well, it don't even matter. It don't even matter. See, the thing that we should be concerned about, we don't do, simply because we don't prioritize and understand what is the will of the Lord. Go back to John 14. Verse 24, he said that he that loveth me not, underline that word not, because see, that's the other side of it. Either you do or you don't. See, either you do or you don't. So you can talk that talk all you want to. You can talk Jesus all you want to. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. See, he know you by your fruits, amen. We're going to see this in the next chapter in John 15. See, he said, he that loveth me not, see, keepeth not my sayings. Amen. And I'm going to start right there because, see, we like to sometimes excuse or justify what we want to do. But if your justification don't mess up with God's word, it's all for naught. It's all for naught. Because the only way we're going to be justified is with righteousness, with the word. Now, you can sit here and say, well, this is the reason, or this is the reason why, this is the reason why. But see, if it don't match up with God's word, it don't even matter. That's clutter. See. So he said here, look what he said here. He that loved me not, keepeth not my saying. Well, see, by that, you need to understand the only thing that can cause you not to keep his saying is sin. There's no other reason why. 1 John 3:4, sin is transgression against the law. James 4:17, to him to know it to do good and do it not, to him is a sin. Hebrews 10:26, if we sin willfully, after receiving the knowledge of truth, there remain no more sacrifice for sin. See, that's the only reason that keep us not from keeping. keeping his saying, are loving him, are keeping his word, whereby he will abide with you or be with you. There's no other reason why. No other reason why. Now, you can blame, you can say whatever you want to say, but it don't match up with righteousness. Amen. The only thing that we're justified by is the word. John 12:48, we're going to be judged by it. It's the perfect law of liberty. We've been talking about that. We got to mature in it. We got to perfect in it. We got to grow in it. Because on judgment day, there's not going to be no excuses. Amen. So you rather right now learn the truth so you can make the corrections that we need to make so that we can be transformed and get rid of those hindrances or those clutter in our life or whatever stop you from running well that you do not obey the truth. Because that's a reason why. Now, you don't have to admit it. That's your business. Because every man got the bags on burden. Amen. I mean, I can't stand in for my wife and she can't stand in for me. That's the reason why no man can supersede God's word. Because every man got the bags on burden. Man can't supersede God's word. I mean, you can't say just because. Oh, you can't do that because God's word is supreme. See? So when you look at verse 24, he that loved me not. Well, why would he say he that loved me not? Well, if you love him not, you're not going to keep his sayings. Because if you love him, you will do what he tells you to do. Amen. See, he that loved me not, keeping not my saying, and the word which you hear is not mine. See, you just can't hear anything. See, that's the reason why the Bible says, come ye out from among them. Be ye separate, said the Lord. Don't be unequally yoked together with the unbelievable. Be careful who your friends is. Be careful who your associates is. Be careful who your environment is. That's something we should be checking every day. See what we hear, who we associate with, to who we get entangled with. See, it could cause us that the word of God, when we hear it, it could be blocked because sin is in our life. See, that's something that's going to stop the seed, Luke 8:11, from penetrating. It's called sin. Because, see, that's what makes that so bad. So when the Bible teaches you, come ye out from among them, see, that's what it means. That's really why 2 John 9. See, if you're wrong, see, go that wrong real quick. See, we got to understand these things because, see, when we don't do it, see, it violates the sayings of God. See, over in 2 John 9, nobody wants to talk about this here. Over here, we talk about who's ever transgressed. See, 2 John 9. Somebody said, where's chapter at? Where's chapter? I want to clear it up for y'all. Chapter 1, chapter 2. Right. 2 John 9. He said, whosoever transgresses, see what I'm saying? See, and abides not in the doctrine of Christ, see, he has not God. Now hold your spot right there and go back to what Jesus said. Let's go back and look at what he said here in verse 24. He said the same thing, though. He that loved me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine. See, but the Father which sent me. See, he said, whosoever transgressed by not in the doctrine of Christ has not God. He that abide in the doctrine of Christ, he had both the Father and the Son. And look at verse 10. He said, thou come in unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him what? Not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Why? For he that bid him Godspeed is a partaker of what? His evil deed. See? And the reason why that's so is because, see, you can be just flowing good. Amen. But your environment or your surroundings or your association, whatever it may be, see, which could be not incompatible to the word of God, amen. See, and eventually, light can overtake darkness, or darkness can overtake light. Amen. It just depends on what level of spirituality you are on. See, Paul talked about that in Romans 16:17. See, they speak smooth words to deceive the hearts of the simple. Well, why are they simple? Because, see, sin has what it's doing, it has affected their growth level. And they are not growing in the maturity that they can be able to discern between what's good and what's bad. So we have to make decisions. I say it all the time. We tell our children that all the time, don't we? You know, see, well, it applies spiritual too. See, well, she's my best friend. How can she be your best friend when number one, she's doing things that's not compatible with the word? Right? That's a violation, amen. See, and that's the point that we need to see in relationship to understanding the will of God. But let's go back one more time. He that loved me not, he's not my saying, and the word which he hears is not mine, but the Father which sent me. These things I have spoken to you, being yet present with you. And then he talks about verse 26, that comforter. All right? If you're there, right, you 14:26. And I know some of you already did it. 15:26. All right? Just write right in your Bible if you hadn't done that. And you're going to know why in a minute. 16:13. Right? Right. The reason I want you to write it there because you know 66, right? 39:27, right? Right? Am I right? Any of your brother want to do the old side, the numbers? And your brother want to do the old side? The number? You know who the vice president of player personnel was up in Washington when he went there? Troy Clark. That's all 4 or 5. Well, both of you say, hold on. Somebody got to do the other side. Go ahead, Joe. All right, 5:12, 5:17. Is that right? What the other side is? Okay. All right. Y'all got that? Born in Hawaii. These are not the picks neither. The Powerball. No. And none of y'all better not use these numbers. But the reason why I'm saying that 66 book, right? 39-0, 5 patriarch, right? 12 history, am I right? 5 poetry, right? 17 what? Books of prophecy. See, we're getting in the memory of understanding and doing that within our mindset so we can know how to write the divine God word. On the New Testament, you got 4 gospels, you got 1 Acts, 21 epistles, and 1 book of Revelation, make 27. And the reason why I'm saying that, brother, because, see, what we're talking about, brother, listen to me. See, we got to love God, keep his commandments, amen. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. The only way you're going to love God and keep God's commandments, you got to study, amen. Well, how are you going to study something when you don't know how it works, amen? You got to know how this book works. You got to know the purpose behind the book. That is, even the Old Testament, the first 5 books, well, it's the patriarchal age. See, well, the next 12, you see, the history, the next 5, encouragement, the next 17, the books of prophecy, all points to Jesus Christ and fulfillment of prophecy that before we can go on to John 1:17, law came by Moses and grace and truth by Jesus Christ. So listen to me, brethren. Put it to your memory because, see, when you get to verse 26 to understand what he's saying here, he said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I say unto you. Now, by you, will you write Luke 24:45-47? Because he ain't talking to you. Amen. See? Go to Luke right quick. Luke 24. I'm going to show you what he's talking about. See? Mark 9:1. You should note that too. Amen. See? See, in all this fulfillment of Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11. See? And you should have known all that. See, go to Luke 24. See, the reason why people don't know how to write the Bible God work, I don't know how the Bible works. Amen? And you just got to know how it works. In the book of Luke chapter 24, beginning in verse number 45. See, I want you to see what Jesus says here. He says the beginning in verse number 45. Then open he to understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. Amen? And said unto them, the apostles, them is the apostles, thus is it written, and thus behold Christ, the Son, derived from the dead, and the third day. But look at verse 47. And repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name, Matthew 28:20, among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Right, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. Fulfillment of prophecy, am I right?
Amen? Amen? All right? Now, Matthew 3:11 right quick. See, this is the beginning of it right here, Matthew 3:11. See, in Matthew chapter 3 and verse number 11, see here it says here. See? He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, John the Baptist is talking, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. Look what he said here. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with what? Fire. That Holy Ghost baptism is a promise that he promised to the apostles, Mark 16:20, to confirm the word. Amen. So go back to John 14:26. This is what you should see by that verse. And the reason why I'm saying that, brother, because see, if you don't know this here, how can you not know this here, understand this here, and still say you love God when you don't know what the Bible says about God? Amen. Amen. Right? So when you get to 14:26, this is fulfillment of what Jesus talked about. John talked about in Matthew 3:11. But the Comforter, which the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Why? Jesus' name for all authority was given to Jesus. Amen. I'll tell you something else right there. Ephesians 1, 22-23. Colossians 1:18. He's the head of the church. Amen. One here and then, but he will be. Amen. See, he, that's the Holy Spirit, shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen. And this was a promise to the apostles to confirm the word. Amen. See? And then 15:26, very quickly. And we're going to get that later. 15:26, this is what he said. He said, but when the Comforter is come, that's future tense, right? Whom I will send unto you. Amen. Mark 9:1. Some of you standing should not take death till you see the kingdom come with what? Power. From the Father. God the Father sent it, right? God the Holy Spirit, am I right? In Jesus' name, amen. 1 John 5:8. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know, it's amazing that folks talk about the Holy Ghost and don't even know how the Holy Ghost works. Amen. Don't have no clue. The Holy Spirit was sent for a purpose. Right? John 20:31. The book of John was done for a purpose that they might believe. Jesus just didn't do just to do. He did for a reason, that we might believe. That you may love him. That you may what? Keep his commandments. Amen. Because if you don't love him and keep his commandments, he ain't going to abode with you. See? How can he abode with you when you don't know who he is? Amen. It ain't going to happen. See? There are 1 Corinthians 6:19. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. See? Folks, when you're so busy where you can't put the Holy Spirit in the temple, you're making a bad mistake. You know, if I ask the question, how many of you studied the Bible since last Sunday? How many of y'all read chapter 5 and chapter 6 two or three times since we left? Chapter who? Chapter what? But see, you got to understand, and you got to know the reasoning, you see, as to why it worked. See, Brother Blair, see, Dar bought a little barbecue pit, and I said, well, bring him, I'll put it together. She said, well, don't you want to read the instructions? I don't need no instructions. So when I got through putting it together, you know, instead of the grill to lay flat, it would lay like this. Had two screws right, but some wrong. She said, how in the world you think I'm a barbecue with a grill going down here? Swing low, no swing low, no meat, no. Meat ain't gonna stay on the grill. All I had to do was follow instructions. That's the reason why they gave them to you. Amen? Follow instructions. And don't y'all look at me like that. Y'all are dead worse, probably. Huh? See what I'm saying? So, but when you understand how this Comforter, this Spirit of Truth, or why even that, what Jesus is trying to get them to see in relationship. Because he's trying to get them to see what word? Purpose. Will. Because we know what purpose and will is, you're going to understand what the will of the Lord is. When you can say 5, 12, 5, see, 17. When you can say 4, 1,
21:1.
So you can say that, I know it's just nominal, but see, you're saying it, you're engraving it in your thinking.
Brother Blind and Pratt, that's what's wrong with the world. See, we don't need gun legislature. We need Jesus. Laws just laws until you change people's hearts. Whereby we're going to respect and love one another. See, that's what's going to change the world. See, these young people need to be, that's what the problem is. See, they don't respect. See, we were taught to respect. Yes, sir. No, sir. Respect old people. See, we was taught that, weren't we, Brother Blair? See, nobody, I mean, I told our mama they heard us curse. Or they heard us being disrespectful. Y'all know what the consequences were, didn't you? But see, we just didn't do that. See, we respected our teachers. See, but nowadays, see, teachers are afraid because, see, they're taking all the penalty because they can't chastise. So children know, and you can't do nothing to me. I'm going to do what I want to do. See, I laughed about a class that I took, and the teacher just didn't care. The children answered the cell phone, eating church's chicken in the class. I mean, he kept on talking. He didn't care. He just didn't care. They get up and walk out when they want to. Doing tests. They stop taking tests. Just walking out. Come back. They just didn't care. He didn't care neither. He just didn't care. He said, I'm here to talk. Y'all listen. Y'all want to. You know, y'all have to. That's his thought was. I thought it was kind of weird. People sitting there with those earplugs on. Those big old earplugs. But see, that until people understand the Bible, even the church. See, people in the church don't understand the Bible. I know I say a lot of things repetitiously over and over and over and over again. The reason why, because we got to engrave it, people. Because we got to be changed. We got to be transformed. We got to mature. We got to perfect. See, we got to understand what the will of the Lord is. And it's just like Hebrews 5. We just got to go back to the basics, the first oracles. See, in order to understand what is the will of the Lord. So he says here very quickly in 14:26, he said, but when the Comforter is come, 14:26, I can't believe I ain't cut my cell phone. I'm worse than this teacher. I apologize. I caught myself cutting it off over here. Okay. All right, back 14:26. Okay. All right. Okay. But when the Comforter has come, when the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, when the Father was sent in my name, and he shall teach you all things and bring back all things to your remembrance, whomsoever I shall send to you. Now, one more thing before I move on. Please understand what that word name is. All right? By his authority. Amen. All authority is under Jesus' reign. Amen. He shall teach you all things. He shall bring all things to your apostles, amen, remembrance whatsoever I was saying to you. Verse 27 said, peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth I unto you, and let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now we'll go back one more time, because see, John 10:10, I came that you may have life, that you may have it more abundant. What good is being a Christian when Christianity don't work? Do you know what I'm saying? For what state you find yourself in, be what? My God shall supply all your needs. We can do all things through Christ. All things work out together for good for those who love the Lord. Am I right? But drop back at the verse 14. He said, anything that you ask in my name, I will do it for you. See, that's the peace that we have, folks. Amen. If we love God and keep his word, amen. See, I will be with you and I will abide with you. See, when you do that, then you have peace. Amen. Now, you can't buy peace. See, a lot of times y'all say, well, man, he sure is successful. Who says so? I mean, just because he looks successful? Just because he got a good job? Just Just because he drives a nice automobile? Just because he lives on the right side of town? Do that make him successful? No. Because he just gave us the what? The prerequisite. If we love God, keep his word, I will be with you and I will bow with you. Amen. Anything that you ask in my name, I will do it for you. And when you do that, he says, peace I give to you. Man, that peace is just contentment. Amen. It makes no difference. All clutter is gone. All negativity is gone. I got a wife who loves me and a husband who loves me. That's enough to make the church say amen. Amen. And quit measuring on tangibility and what you see. Love not the world, neither the thing than the world. Because see, the world will not give it to you. Or give it to you and take it back. Amen. And that's what he's saying here. Look what he says again, verse number 27. Peace I leave with you. How he leave it with us? By abiding with us, by being in us. Through the word, amen. See, just like when that devil came to Jesus, if thou be the Son of God, command. He said, it is written. That's what you should be telling the devil. It is written. See, I got peace, amen. P-A-C-E, amen. See, it don't make no difference. Anything that you ask in my name, I'm going to do it for you anyway. Long as you know the difference between want and need. Amen. Am I right? See, everything you want, you don't need. Is that right? Understand that. Husband and wife. See, you need to go home. Listen to me. Husband and wife. Because, see, John can't believe it and you don't believe it. See, y'all got to agree. Amen. You got to be one. Amen. John said, man, this is wonderful. Now, I really like this here. I can't wait to get out of here. Amen. Because it ain't going to work. It's going to be a conflict somewhere down the line. Amen. But see what the devil going to do, because I already got into you, he's going to start working on you. Them Eves can be something. Leave that alone too. Amen. All just the way it is. Amen. Peace I leave unto you and peace I give unto you. Not as, underline that, y'all, not as the world giveth. Because see, the world give you a false hope. Amen. The world give you these good jobs and thank you some and then snatch it back. Amen. The world give you a brand new car, you ride around so haughty and so proud. Then all of a sudden he'll take it from you. Amen. Then you come and say, brother, sisters, I need to be prayed for. Amen. Because you put your trust in the wrong thing. See, the trust should be in the word. Amen. Now, if you are blessed to have nice things, to God we give the glory. Amen. To God we just give all the glory. Amen. I don't fault nobody for doing good. Amen. Long as you do it by the authority. Amen. And then I believe, too, we are Christians. Amen. And we're supposed to do good. Because we're blessed with abundant living. Amen. If we do it by God's authority. That is, that we put God first by seeking ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. So I don't fault that. See, but I do fault you when you miss Wednesday night to keep it. I do fault you when you miss Sunday school to keep it. Because see, what you're doing, you're putting your hope in the wrong thing. Now, I know the devil sitting there saying, well, a man don't work, he don't eat. Well, go back and look at the word. Amen. But when you do it by his name or by his authority, whatever you ask, he's going to give it to you anyway. Amen. I believe that. Do you, Brother Fraser? I really do. Because here he said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world giveth. The question we need to ask, well, how do the world give it? How do they do it? And you know how. You know how. We as a black race of people have been blessed more than we have been blessed in our life. But we have turned our back on God for, as we say, blessings. Amen. And when we were dead broke, all we could holler was Jesus. And that's all we hollered. Amen. Am I right? See, as the world giveth, give I unto you. And then he said, let not your heart, your mind be troubled. Amen. Let it not be afraid. We ain't got nothing to be afraid of. Amen. See, we're Christians. Amen. We're part of the Church of Christ. Amen. We the best, amen. We're heirs of God and we're joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Am I right? And then verse 28, he said, you have heard how I said unto you, I go away, I come again unto you. If you love me, you will rejoice because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Now what he's saying here is that I'm going away, but I'm coming back. But when I come back this time, I'm going to be the head of the church. Amen. Amen. See, my mission was to seek and save that was lost. Luke 19:10, right? I came to fulfill that mission, amen. And what my Father going to do now is send that comforter back here and going to bring back remembrance of all those things that I taught you. Now, he said, I'm going away, but I'm going to come back again. And see, he come back again as the head of the church. We see all three there. We see the Father, we see the Son, and we see the Holy Spirit. Even in the church today. Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, remission your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. That's the word, amen, that we have. Amen. And only those who love him and keep his commandments have that blessing. But if you're outside of Christ, you ain't got the Holy Spirit. If sin in your life, you don't have the Holy Spirit. If you can't make a decision whom you're going to serve, you don't have the Holy Spirit. If you prioritize and let something be more important than serving God, you ain't got that blessing. You don't even have peace. You got trouble in your life. Whether you want to admit it or not. Now, you might not can't see it, but keep on living. Because what you sow, you're going to reap it. Amen. That's a law that you can't get away with. See? Then he said in verse 29, and now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it's to come to pass, you might believe. So all this future tense to happen. See, that you may believe. See, all this was done that you might believe. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. See, all this what has been done here is done that you might believe. See, this was done that you might believe, that you may understand. Everyone, why you're here tonight. See, you're here tonight that you might believe, amen? That you might be strengthened, that you might be encouraged, amen? See, hopefully that something has been said tonight will trigger in your mind to make you think to get better, 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 more doctrinated so you can be transformed by the renewal of your mind. That's the purpose of your being here tonight, amen? Something that was said that will cause you to go home and say, let's get rid of this color. We don't need this. Just get rid of it. Amen. In your life. So you can have that peace. So you can let your, not your heart be troubled. So you won't be afraid. Amen. Now he's talking future tense here in relationship to Jesus doing the will of the Father by coming to die that we may have life. That they might believe. See, the world may believe. Based on what has been put in motion, that is, why did Jesus come? Seek and save that was lost. All Galatians 4, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, see, under the law to redeem mankind for the sins of the world. I heard somebody sing this song, I'm redeemed, I'm flipping channels. See, that word redeemed means paid for. See, paid for what they priced. Well, if you were redeemed, number one, you will be paid for the wages of sin and death and the gift of God's eternal life. You will be in the church. Unless the wrong somebody paid your fee. Y'all know who that is, right? The devil can redeem you too. Amen. To make you believe you're redeemed, but you belong to him. But you sure don't belong to God. Amen. Amen. All right, y'all with me? All right, I know. Come on, y'all. Come on, get back with me now. Y'all ready? I ain't got much more to go. I'm going to finish. The time ain't going to be a fight. Then he said, hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of the world cometh and has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, even so I do. Arise and let us go hence. I underline that phrase, for the prince of this world. Y'all know who that is, right? See? See? Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, has nothing in me. Because, see, you got to understand, see, what has transpired, amen, from Genesis 3:15, right? The 5, the 12, the 5, the 17. See, the promise was made that through the seed of a woman, Jesus would come, right? To redeem mankind for the sin that was committed in the Garden of Eden. Now, he said, I will put enmity. That word enmity means warfare. That was a conflict. The devil was saying, no, it's not going to happen. God said, yes, it's going to happen. Amen. And the devil thought he had won a whole heap of time, didn't he? Y'all remember? Genesis 6, he repented of God that he made man. He said, I'm going to destroy the whole world. The devil said, there ain't going to be no seed. I destroy the whole world. The seed ain't going to go no farther. They found one man had grace in his eyesight, didn't he? Who? Noah. Am I right? Remember Cain killed Abel? Another good example. Am I right? But see, as you watch that seed travel from generation to generation to generation, see, it looked like the devil had won. It's like today. The devil thinks he had won. You got a president of the United States going to stand up on TV and congratulate somebody that God says is an abomination. Everybody congratulating him for coming out the closet. Did not? Clinton called him. Miss Obama called him. The president called him. Everybody called him. Congratulations. You've been set free. The devil had a wonderful day yesterday. He thought. But God still got the whole wide world in his hand. And you know what the Bible says in Philippians 2? God will not be mocked. Every knee gonna bow and every tongue gonna confess. Amen. So all you people sitting here, yeah. We got 7-foot homosexual playing basketball. It's a sin. And it's wrong. And I'm gonna say it because God's word don't change. Same way the devil thought he had won with Noah. Cain and Abel. Amen. Thought he had won. But God is still in control. Amen. When he promises us victory, we're going to get victory. But you got to stay in the world. Now, because people are ignorant, because people don't know, because people don't study, yeah, they're going to believe that. And think that's the proper thing to say. You had some ESPN announcers to come out and say it was wrong. But they later came back and gave another statement. I didn't mean that. You know why? Because they fear the world. Job. And that's not politically correct. How can it not be politically correct when the Bible says it's an abomination? It's unnatural. Now, y'all gonna chastise me for saying that? That's the truth. I said that the day to somebody, they said, you ought to be shaming yourself. I said, you ought to be shaming yourself for believing it. Amen. Because I don't believe it. Amen. Read chapter 1 of the book of Romans. It's unnatural. But we got a president. Amen. Gonna get up and say congratulations. Instead of saying it's wrong. When God put marriage in the Garden of Eden, he didn't put it for two men. Man and woman. Amen. And that's the way it's gonna be. Next week, chapter 15. Appreciate you so much. Y'all with me? Peace. P-A-C-E. Amen. Hold on to it. Don't let it go. All right. Well, we appreciate you being with us today. Come on back and be with us now. Saturday, we both.